Jane speaking.
Richard Grasso, the former chairman and CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, tried to keep his job by accepting a pay cut from $188 million down to $140 million. According to Fortune magazine, $58 million was the average compensation for each of the 10 highest paid CEOs of 2003.
Nice work if you can get it. But why did Grasso volunteer for a pay cut? Because of public outrage. For some reason, Americans felt that it was wrong to pay him that much money. When is it ethically justified to pay one person more than another?
From one perspective, anyone who can command a $188 million compensation package deserves it. If they didn't, then they wouldn't get paid that amount.
However, that doesn't stand the test of experience. High compensation and excellent performance aren't always connected, as is demonstrated by the lofty pay packages and corporate bankruptcies of companies like MCI WorldCom, Enron, and even the Montana Power Company.
Philosopher John Rawls explains how we may know if we're ethically justified in paying more to one person than another. It is justified if doing so is necessary in order to make the lowest paid people better off. It isn't about being able to command a greater salary, but rather being able to make greater contributions to society that warrant directing more money to some people than to others.
So, for the price of 1 year of Grasso services, even with his pay cut, we could instead employ 1,400 nurses and teachers and doctors? I think this redirection of funds would meet Rawls's test of being the best service to society.
And how well are we doing at serving you? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana.